Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the sun in Libra. You may recall, if you've listened to the intro or the introduction to the sun and what the sun represents on the chart from the perspective of shamanic astrology, it is not necessarily a description of inherent personality traits. It isn't about what a person is here to do, but rather it is describing where a person is in the seasonal cycle and what is the energy or the fuel that they have, that they work with, that is part of what they use in accomplishing their current life intent. And the Libra archetype is the archetype associated with the autumnal equinox. 0 degrees Libra defines the September equinox, and it also helps to define our experience of these archetypes. One of the things to know is that, of course, in the southern hemisphere, there is the opposite experience of the season. But we are looking at these energies as a resonant polarity. And so another thing to know is that the sun, when it's at the equinox time, is moving very fast. It is moving past that due east and due west point where it's rising and setting very quickly. When it gets to the solstice points, it's moving very slow. It's kind of like a pendulum slowing down to a reverse direction. So interestingly, Libra is an air sign. It is also a sign that we associate with the householders. In traditional astrology, they call it the cardinal signs. And it is an energy that has to do with what we see as conscious equal partnership. When it's the sun, it is a fuel that is connected to the element of air. It is also connected to expressing in partnership or relationship, is expressing through an orientation that is about relating. It's also very balanced in its approach, or desires to be balanced in its approach, to have social awareness, to be a peacemaker. These are the kinds of energies. So someone that can be the diplomat, that can operate in a way that it is connecting to others, whether it's a significant other or other people they're working with or relating to in whatever way that might be manifesting. So one of the things to note, and what we'll be looking at as we go through the archetypes, is how the sun works with the other aspects on the chart. So I'm going to give you some examples to give a sense of how this is. So this will maybe especially helpful for people who have a Libra sun. So if you're a person who has Libra rising, the primary mystery school for the current life, the primary intention and what a person is here to learn about is partnership and relationship, how to relate to others, how to, of course, always the place to start is with the self, and then how do you show up in relationship to others? How do you take responsibility for your personal experience and relationship so that it's conscious, so that you're showing up and offering what you have to offer in the relationship as an equal? Not the same, but equal in importance, equal in value. So if somebody has a Libra sun, that's not the primary essence. They may have a different rising sign. So the sun would be then serving whatever the rising sign is. Another way to look at this is if someone has a Libra sun and say they're a woman and their emerging identity is also in Libra, then there's a very strong statement. There's no ambiguity. It's very much about the partnership relationship, figuring out ways to be diplomatic, to be in harmony and balance with those you're relating to, with your environment and with all that's around you. If perhaps a person has the sun in Libra, but they had Venus in Scorpio, it would be a very different experience than having Venus in Libra, because Venus in Scorpio is about learning to feel deeply, passionately, intensely, to engage the life-death mysteries, life-death and rebirth, life-death-life, as Clarissa Pinkola Estes refers to it in her book, Women Who Run With the Wolves, and her brilliant story on Skeleton Women. And Scorpio by itself is not interested in what other people are thinking, feeling, or how they're responding necessarily other than to the energy. Whereas if somebody had Venus in Scorpio and Sun in Libra, it adds this element of being more sensitive and more personal and more caring to that Scorpio archetype. If a woman had Venus in Virgo, and Virgo is very impersonal, only concerned primarily with the sacred work, the sacred function, being attuned to the patterning of life, and is also very impersonal. Actually, Scorpio is not impersonal. It's very personally self-oriented. We call it a sign of self-interest because it's mostly focused on its own experience, and to feel that as deeply and intensely as possible without necessarily regard to what the other person is thinking or feeling. But not in a negative way. That's just what Scorpio all by itself is all about. Virgo is not concerned with its own feelings, nor is it concerned with anybody else's. It's mainly concerned with being in service to spirit, being in a place of doing its sacred function, doing it well. And if that means that they say something and another person takes that personally, then they're really not concerned about that. But not in a negative way. One of the challenges that Virgo has is not being sometimes personal enough, because when they say what they have to say, and it leaves a person feeling judged or criticized, then it's challenging for Virgo to get their message across in a way that can be heard. So if a person has Venus in Virgo and a Libra sun, it adds this fuel, it adds this energy, this sensitivity, this caring, this more personal aspect to that particular archetype. So we could say, one of the reasons that we all often say too, and this is what's mentioned in the Shamanic Astrology Handbook, is that there could be 10 people with Venus in Virgo, 10 women with Venus in Virgo. They wouldn't all be the same, but they would have the same intent. And part of that is because they wouldn't all have the same sun sign, or they wouldn't have other aspects, or maybe they wouldn't all have the same rising sign. There's many different factors that come into play to create the experience of what it means to have certain archetypes and how they're integrating and talking to one another. So having Sun in Libra would suggest that a person would benefit greatly from being willing to figure out how to get the parts to talk, calling them all to a roundtable council, calling in the part of the Venus, say it's Venus in Virgo, calling in the part of the Moon, say it's Moon in Virgo, or Moon in Sagittarius, or Moon in Aries, or Moon in Capricorn, Moon in a different sign. So bringing in that part, and as we go through all these archetypes, you'll understand a little better about how they work and what's their essence, what's their energy. And then calling in the part of the Mars and the Mercury and having them come to the table and to learn how to dialogue and talk to one another. And some may not even know how to really speak the same language, but it's the job of Libra to facilitate that process, to bring all the parts together so that they can all be heard, all can be honored and valued, and create a conscious equal partnership between the different parts. So if someone has Sun in Libra but no other signs in Libra, their job is to get all the different parts to talk together, all the different aspects within oneself to be able to have that communication, that dialogue in a healthy way. So some other things to think about are how these parts may or may not talk together and what the different aspects might be. So one of the things that could be helpful and useful is to listen to the 12 Tribes CD, as it takes you on a journey through all the archetypes, and it gives you a sense of their different energy, what their different intentions are. It's a great way for somebody with a sun in Libra or any other aspect on their chart in Libra to begin to have a feeling sense, an understanding of what the different archetypes are and how they might be able to, how Libra could facilitate a conversation between them.